music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hey, it's Kelly, and welcome to the show. This week, we bring you a chat with country music star Megan Patrick and an interview with the boys from Canadian R&B duo Majid Jordan, who are actually signed to Drake's Ovo Sound. We've also got some great music on the way from Janelle Monáe, The Chainsmokers, and Mary J. Blige. But first, it's Marshmello and Anne-Marie with Friends on The Kelly Alexander Show.
You say you love me, I say you crazy. We're nothing more than friends. You're not my lover, more like a brother. I know you since we were like 10. Yeah, don't mess it up, talking at ease. Only gonna push me away, that's it. When you say you love me, that make me crazy. Here we go again. Don't go look at me with that look in your eye. You really ain't going nowhere without a fight. You can't be reasoned with them, don't be impolite. Want me to spell it out for you? F-R-I-N-D-S. Haven't I made it obvious? Haven't I made it clear? Want me to spell it out for you? F-R-I-N-D-S. F-R-I-N-D-S.
Have you got no shame? You looking insane, turning up at my door. It's 2 a.m, the rain is pouring. Haven't we been here before? Don't mess it up, talking at ease. Only gonna push me away, that's it. Have you got no shame? You looking insane. Here we go again.
So don't go look at me with that look in your eye. You really ain't going nowhere without a fight. You can't be reasoned with them, don't be impolite. I've told you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,000 times. Haven't I made it obvious?
Haven't I made it?
Want me to spell it out for you? F-R-I-N-D-S. Haven't I made it obvious? Haven't I made it clear? Want me to spell it out for you? F-R-I-N-D-S. F-R-I-N-D-S.
R-I-E-N-D-S. That's how you spell friends. F-R-I-E-N-D-S. Get that inside your head. We're just friends.
So don't go look at me with that look in your eye. You really ain't going nowhere without a fight. You can't be reasoned with them, don't be impolite. I've told you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,000 times.
Haven't I made it obvious?
On Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Click on KellyAlexanderShow.com.
Some loving and baby. much longer. It's getting stronger and stronger. And when I get that feeling, I want sexual healing, sexual healing. Oh, baby, makes me feel so fine. Helps to relieve my mind. Sexual healing, baby, is good for me. Sexual healing is something that's good for me.
The Kelly Alexander Show.
On the way, a chat with Canadian country music star Megan Patrick. But first, it's one of the most popular bands on the planet, the Chainsmokers, with their socially conscious song, Sick Boy, on the Kelly Alexander Show.
I'm from the east side of America, where we choose pride over character. And we can pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. I live on the west side of America, where they spin lies into fairy dust. And we can pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. And don't believe the narcissism, when everyone projects and expects you to listen to them. Make no mistake, I live in a prison that I built myself, it is my religion. And they say that I am the sick boy, easy to say when you don't take the risk, boy. Welcome to the narcissism, we're united under our indifference. And I'm from the east side of America, we are sensitized by hysteria. And we can pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. I live on the west side of America, where they spin lies into fairy dust. And we can pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is. Checks and expects you to listen to him. Make no mistake, I live in a prison that I built myself, it is my religion. And they say that I am the sick boy, easy to say when you don't take the risk, boy. Welcome to the narcissism, we're united under our indifference. Feed yourself with my life's work, how many likes is my life worth? Feed yourself with my life's work, how many likes is my life worth? Feed yourself with my life's worth, how many likes is my life worth? Feed yourself with my life's worth, how many likes is my life worth? I'm from the east side of America. Yeah.
The Chainsmokers with Sick Boy on The Kelly Alexander Show. And The Chainsmokers, by the way, have recently dropped another single called You Owe Me, which continues this darker tone to their music that they've adopted recently. And I have to tell you, the video is pretty wild. Let's just say there's a lot to sink your teeth into. Let me know what you think. You can always drop me a line, kelly@kellyalexandershow.com. So get this, we're very excited to welcome a talented artist from Bowmanville, Ontario, who now calls Nashville her home. Canadian country music artist Megan Patrick has just released her latest album, Country Music Made Me Do It, and she's here to tell us all about it. Megan, welcome to the Kelly Alexander Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I wanted to start off from the beginning, if you will. I wanted to ask if, as a kid, you knew that a career in country music was going to be for you, and if you ever contemplated doing other kinds of music like pop or rock.
I mean, I've played in all kinds of bands throughout my life. As I grew up, you know, I've loved all styles of music. You know, I've played in a funk soul band. I played, I studied jazz and opera in school. I used to play in a bluegrass band. But I just kind of, you know, I just found that what I was writing really lent itself to country music. And when I started singing it and playing it more, it just kind of felt like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
So can you let our audience know who has influenced you the most on a musical level?
Honestly, that's really hard to, there's not one thing that I can pinpoint. I mean, I've been influenced by so many people, you know, teachers over the years, other musicians that I've played with. I mean, I've been influenced by every bandmate I've ever played with. You know, I've been influenced by a lot of different artists over the years, you know, just depending on what I'm listening to, you know, big ones for me, like in terms of other artists. I listen to a lot of the Eagles and Allman Brothers, Neil Young growing up. Aretha Franklin was a big one for me. Loretta Lynn, that kind of stuff. There's a lot.
And do you find that some of those artists have seeped into your sound because you've been so influenced by them?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's kind of inevitable. It's not necessarily a conscious thing that I do, but I think when you listen to certain artists a lot and you really love their music, it's kind of inevitable that you're going to start to sound a little bit like them. But I try and, if anything, be really conscious of having my own sound.
Now, I know you're from Ontario, but I know you've made the move to Nashville. Was that a difficult decision to make, or was it a necessity in your view?
I mean, it's kind of both. It kind of felt like if I was going to ever do it, that I had to do it now. And it seemed like I just felt like it was the right decision, and it was a really quick one, and it was a great decision. I'm so happy that I did it. You know, I'm in a city that's just full of music, and I'm inspired every day, and I'm pushed to be better every day. So it was definitely the right choice for me.
Now, even though you've left for the U.S., you've definitely been embraced by the country music scene here in Canada. You know, you recently won Female Artist of the Year at the 2017 Canadian Country Music Awards. What does that support coming from your own country mean to you?
That's amazing. I mean, I grew up there. You know, it's funny, like some people are like, oh, you're a traitor. And it's like, why? Because I moved somewhere to better myself. You know, of course, I still absolutely love Canada. That's my home country. And it's always going to be that. I'm always going to come back and tour Canada. I love playing there. I mean, there's no question about that. And so, you know, it means a lot to me to be recognized by my other peers and my fans there. I mean, that's never going to go away.
Speaking of your new adopted hometown of Nashville, who is your, I don't want to say favorite writer, I guess, but obviously there's a lot of talented country writers that are hanging out there, obviously yourself included. Who is on your radar that you'd like to work with as a writer in Nashville?
I mean, honestly, you know, I've been lucky already to write, you know, I've found some really incredible writers that I will probably continue to write records with for forever. You know, when you find that chemistry, it's, you know, it's not even just about finding, like, getting into a room with, like, the big names. You know, sometimes you can get into a room with somebody who's an incredibly successful writer, and it's not necessarily the right fit for you. But for me, you know, this particular record, I wrote a lot with Kelly Archer, who actually is Canadian as well, but she's been living in Nashville for quite a while, and she's had a huge year. She got her first number one, and so Kelly's someone I'm definitely going to work with a lot more, as well as my producer, Jeremy Stover. I'm always open to writing with new people. So, I mean, Chris Stapleton's probably on that list, and Lori McKenna are two big ones, kind of bucket list writes I'd like to do.
Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show is Canadian country music artist Megan Patrick. Make sure to follow her on her website, meganpatrickmusic.com. Megan, can you talk to us about the latest album? So it's called Country Music Made Me Do It. The single of the same name, very catchy. It stays in your head for hours after you hear the song. Did you know you had something special with that track specifically?
Yeah, I think we all felt that way. You know, we finished the song, and when everybody in the room is just like equally excited about it, I think we definitely all felt we had something really special when we walked out of that room.
Now, I know this is a tough question because I'm sure all of the songs on the album are your babies, but do you have any that sort of stick out to you on a consistent note that you're like, yeah, I will not have a problem singing the song till I'm 102?
I mean, there's definitely a few, you know, there's different ones that I love for different reasons. I think probably The Bad Guy is a big one for me. It's a really personal one, and it's something I think a lot of other people can relate to as well, but that one's definitely up there for sure.
Now, you're currently on tour supporting your new album. What can fans or new fans expect to see from your show, from your concert setup?
Well, they can expect to party and see a lot of high energy. I'm going to be up there dancing around and running around, and I'm going to demand that same energy from them. So, you know, I try and not just get up there and sing the songs, but I try and bring an entire show and a whole vibe when I get up there. And the live show is one of the most important things and aspects of what I do. So I put a lot of effort and time and energy into that.
Have you noticed a difference when you're out on tour between different locations, like whether it's different towns or cities in Canada as opposed to your fans in the States, like different vibes, different energies? Do you have to sort of adjust to the crowd?
Yeah, I mean, like every city is a little bit different. If anything, adjustments come more like in terms of like the age group, you know, if I've got a bit of an older crowd versus if it's like a younger, like college crowd or whatever, you know, you kind of adjust your humor and everything accordingly. But I mean, for the most part, it's really not that different. You know, all the fans are, you know, they're all great. They're all super high energy. They're all there to have a good time. They're all singing all the words. So it's been pretty awesome everywhere we've been.
If you could change places with any artist for one day, who would it be and why?
I don't know. I don't really like think about stuff like that. I just think about becoming, you know, the artist that I look up to and wanting to do that. But I don't know that I'd want to live in anyone else's shoes. I really like the path that I'm on.
That's fantastic. And I did want to ask you, you know, you've shared the stage with some pretty big country acts, including Lady Antebellum and Keith Urban, and the list goes on and on. Who else out there right now would you like to get up on stage with and jam out with?
Eric Church. That's my big one.
Fantastic. And I know you're going to be promoting the new album for the next while, but what would you like your fans to maybe know or can sort of get excited about coming down the pike for 2018? Like, do you ever think about getting into other aspects of the entertainment industry, like acting?
Yeah. I mean, if the opportunity came and it felt like it was something that I wanted to do, I mean, I wouldn't turn it down. I mean, I used to do a lot of like musical theater stuff when I was in high school and everything. So I've done a little bit of that. So I wouldn't turn down the opportunity.
And I did want to ask you as well, who is Megan Patrick listening to right now? What artists out there do you love listening to, just either at the gym or just, you know, that's something that's come your way that you'd like other people to know about?
Well, in the gym, I kind of have my regular go-tos. It's usually either Bruno Mars or AC/DC, depending on my mood. but actually, the record I've been listening to a ton lately is Devin Dawson's new album. He's another Warner artist. It's phenomenal. So you should all get it.
Fantastic. Well, Megan, we want to thank you for your time and wish you continued success. You guys are burning up the charts and you're doing great. So we're proud to have you as a Canadian.
Thank you so much.
That's Canadian country music artist Megan Patrick. Make sure to follow her on her website, meganpatrickmusic.com.
Something so attractive about a working man that always made sense. When he's backing out the tractor for patching up the old wood fence. He doesn't need a way fence. You ought to see the boy split wood. Ranching on a farm truck is how he makes his arms look good. All the ladies know what I'm talking about. Whenever he's around, it's like a bounce, chicka, wow, wow. Better than a three-piece suit.
like wow wow.
Megan Patrick with Bow Chicka Wow Wow. On the way, we catch up with R&B duo Majid Jordan. But first, it's Janelle Monae with Tightrope on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Monae, your left foot.
Sort of like a thong and man, right? Come on.
I tip on alligators and little rattlesnakers, but I'm another flavor, something like a Terminator. Ain't no equivocating, I fight for what I believe. Why you talking about it? Just talking about it. Some calling me a sinner, some calling me a winner. I'm calling you to dinner, and you know exactly what I mean. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You can rock or you can leave. Watch me tip without you. No, no, no.
Okay.
Alexander Show, bringing you fresh sounds like this.
With Getting Over You on The Kelly Alexander Show. Well, thanks so much for spending time with us. It's Kelly Alexander. And right now, we welcome Canadian R&B duo Majid Jordan, who are making noise not only here in Canada, but right around the world with their catchy music. The guys are signed to Drake's OVO Sound, and their latest album is called The Space Between. We've got lots to talk about. Majid and Jordan, welcome to The Kelly Alexander Show.
Yo, thank you for having us. How you guys doing?
We are fantastic. We are so proud of you guys. You have just exploded, and I know that you have fans now, not only here in Canada, but all over the world. And I wanted to start by asking you, how do you guys describe your sound? Because I've seen, you know, so many different and read so many different articles about you guys, and it always says, you know, Canadian R&B duo. Are you comfortable with that moniker?
I mean, we're comfortable with however people want to, you know, describe our music. We're from... You know, we're very influenced by Toronto's sound, and Toronto has a very eclectic and the sound of Toronto is made up by a lot of types of music. So I feel like Maj and I just kind of have stayed true to the type of music we've always wanted to make, which is, you know, it kind of falls under the R&B and disco and house type of groove. So, I mean, we're still making that music right now. So, yeah.
I'm glad you guys actually brought up Toronto, because I did want to ask you, being from the 416, the 6 as people call it, do you find that it like really totally plays a part in how you guys sound? Like, do you think you would sound the same if you, you know, came here to Montreal and did the same thing, or were working out of Vancouver?
I think definitely Toronto has influenced the sound of our music. Just with the people that we're surrounded by and our friends and the people we consider our family in that city, you know, the language that we use that rubs off on us every day, the energy that we bring to one another. So sitting together in different rooms and collaborating, you know, across generations definitely has an impact on our music. And I think it would not be the same if we were to be somewhere else.
How do you guys find the Canadian music scene as a whole? Because obviously we have produced some amazing artists that have either stayed here or have gone south of the border, including your friend Drake. Are you guys, you know, in a good headspace when it comes to Canadian music, regardless of genre?
Definitely in a great headspace. There's a lot of love amongst Canadian artists and musicians across all levels. People just beginning and people who are already established. You know, we were welcomed into OVO by our mentor Drake and 40. And also, we love to collaborate with people who are younger and from different parts of the country, too, like Montreal. You got Kate Trinata here. You got Jack Green. These are guys that we've met and spoken to, and we have a huge respect and admiration for. So definitely a great unified scene. Even in Toronto, it's so the degrees of separation are not that far. So it's always easy to reach out and show love. We've got Bad Bad Not Good and Louis Val, who's coming up, this young artist who we really believe in, too. So it's just exciting times.
Do you guys think you're ever going to have to go south of the border? Because I realize that, you know, in this day and age with all the technology we've got going, I think that you could stay here. But do you have that pull of the south, whether it's the pull of Los Angeles, Atlanta, or even New York?
Well, no. To be completely honest, we want to settle in Canada and that's home. And luckily, at this point in time, people want to know what that is, what Toronto is about. So we're able to go around the world and share that. So we're very lucky and privileged to be able to call Canada home. It's a beautiful place.
It's a great feeling to be able to, you know, still travel with our music and have Toronto always as a home base. It's very important to stay grounded, you know, while your team is growing and while tours are getting bigger and the music's getting bigger and more people are listening. I think it's very important to stay grounded from where you are.
A lot of the people closest to our heart also live in Toronto, and it's very hard to just walk away from that and settle somewhere else when they mean so much to us.
Totally understand that. Now, talk to us about the album, The Space Between. Explain the title, and what do you want people to take away from it the most? What is it, thematic? Is it a collection of songs? Like, what do you want people to know?
So The Space Between is a project that basically began with the idea that we would try to make the songs all communicate to one another and flow into one another. So I hope people leave the experience not knowing when the album starts, when they're at the middle, and when they're at the end. They just sort of go through that journey and leave, you know, better than before they had heard it.
Now, with regards to, I have to ask this, with regards to Drake featuring on My Love, obviously Montrealers love Drake. We have a lot of affinity for him. I know he's your boy, so was it difficult to hit him up to be on the album?
Oh, well, that was an idea that he actually came up with. And it was, he wrote that song with us in mind. And it was a collaboration that basically stemmed from, you know, how can we both get on a record together? And it was just an amazing experience to have him be a part of our album. And that's basically, it was very natural, very easy, because the people that we communicate through are all part of our lives. So it's like 40, Drake, Jordan and I. And they're just like, yo, we have the song idea, we have this idea. It's just like trading ideas like that.
We're blessed to even, you know, be able to have that open communication with them, you know, and other artists on the label. You know, we had the feature with Party on One I Want for this album, and Division with My Imagination. So, I mean, yeah, we're very blessed to just, like, be with the same people making great music, you know?
I've watched a bunch of interviews with you guys, and in watching you guys in interviews, I find that you guys are both thinkers. And so knowing that or feeling that from you guys, when it comes to Drake, I feel like you probably study his moves almost as if he was a basketball player. What's the biggest lesson you've learned from him in the music industry so far?
I think really to stay with the people that you came up with and the people that helped you and mentored you. We always watched, we were just invited to this family of people. So it's like, I think we really always keep that in mind. And that's like a big, you know, life rule almost. It's like almost moral code at that point, you know? So it's like, he's definitely a mentor to us and teaches us a lot. But I think that's like the big thing, you know, stay grounded and keep working and, you know, respect and appreciate the people around you.
Yeah, especially when they never doubted you.
Yeah.
And then once you reach a certain point where you're able to give back and thank them for all of that support and loyalty that made you stronger and made you really face your fears, that's what we really see from that group of guys. And it was amazing to see so early on in our careers, because we had never been exposed to that kind of, familial energy in a professional environment. You know, you think, okay, music is, okay, you're doing this and this guy just handles this and he does your accounting and that's your lawyer and blah, 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 blah. But these guys all intimately know one another. And it's amazing to see, and that's what we're trying to recreate as well.
When it comes to your tour and your stage show, what can people expect? Like, do you want to surprise them? Do you have surprises? Like, what do you want people to take away from going to your concert?
We really tried to make, especially for this tour, and I think we always have that mindset of matching our music to visuals and to other senses. I think we're very proud with this show. We definitely have some tricks. We definitely have some really intimate moments with the crowd, moments where we want to be vulnerable with them. You know, we want to break the barrier of the crowd and artists. We want to be one together in the room. So I feel like our visuals are really, I can't wait for people to see the visuals. The visuals are crazy for this tour. And the set list, you know, we've been working on it for the last month or so. So it's a brand new show. People should expect the space between live.
I want each of you to answer me this question. What is the coolest part of your job?
I think it's the fact that when you do something, it's never going to be exactly the same as when you did it the time before. It's never going to sound exactly the same. It's never going to feel exactly the same. It's always new, and that way it keeps things unpredictable and fresh.
Yeah.
So that's definitely one of the most exciting things.
And
I think for me, like, yeah, that's really like very exciting for me. And also, I think being able to work on projects and have the ability to really, you know, Maj and I still can sit down and love to brainstorm about, you know, where we're going with our music, where we're going with our show, with our music videos. I think that control that Maj and I have is amazing. We're able to go around the world and play our music. So,
and also giving back to our fans through these live shows. That's exciting. It's really exciting.
We
hear stories that you've never heard before.
Yeah.
You hear how people came together over a song, about how you helped someone through maybe a really rough time in their lives, how people found happiness. It's just all these unpredictable stories that come up. You meet fans backstage or meet and greets and things like that. That's really exciting too. And we're really happy that we get to go on tour, a world tour for the second time. And it's all thanks to the support that we get. And Montreal, we have to say we love you so much. You are one of the loudest crowds worldwide. And that's no joke. Every artist we come across from here, from the States, from Europe, they all say the same thing. You guys have an amazing crowd, amazing energy, and you love to dance. That's all we want.
That's perfect. Well, we're very happy that you're starting the tour here. That is for sure. And before I let you go, I did want to ask if you guys could collaborate with any artist, past or present, who would that be and why?
I keep saying it, Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones, I can't wait. I'm trying to manifest that studio session. So it's been a minute. I've always had him on my mind. So he's a huge influence and inspiration to me, just how he works and the way he his innovative production with Michael is just, you know, it's timeless, and I want to make timeless music, so
I'm going to say Janet Jackson.
You and I are high-fiving each other because I'm a huge Janet fan, so I appreciate that. Yet you would say that, a huge Janet fan. So I actually just went and saw two of her concerts in the last, like, 3 months. So high-fives. High-fives to you both.
High-fives. Yeah, let's do it.
That's awesome. Boys, well, I want to wish you the best of luck. Please come back to Montreal anytime you want. I hope you'll actually maybe hang out and have some poutine before you leave.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you so much.
That's Majid Jordan. And make sure to jump onto their website, MajidJordan.com, to check out their tour dates. They're currently on their Space Between tour, and hopefully they'll be coming to your city next.
50 bands later, you the one I want. 100 bands later, you the one I want.
Thanks so much for hanging out. We always appreciate it. To follow us on our social media, go to KellyAlexanderShow.com. Have an awesome week. You and I will chat soon.
I got it now. Yeah, yeah, got it now. Yeah. I prayed for 50s, but now I throw 100s now. Yeah. At first you was likey-likey, now you love it now. First I was touchy, touchy, now I'm touching down. Oh, I don't think they understand. I don't think they understand. I don't tell them about our plans. No, oh, oh, oh. Don't tell left hand about the right hand. Don't show your colors, let's just vibrate. All real bitches moving silence. Oh. 50 bands later, you the one I want. 100 bands later, you the one I want. Ooh, 150 bands later, you the one I want. 200 bands, baby, you the one I want.
Used to bus to class, now I'm on first class. Champagne in my glass, oh, oh, oh. Look at what we did, young and restless with millions here to spend on the late show. Ready now, yeah, yeah, they love me now. They hit me up, but I give them the runaround. Girl, you're too heated, I thought that I told you to simmer down. She wants to know if I'm ready, I'm ready to see her now. Why would I say no? I say I'm close, I let you know. So let me come by and love me down, 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 down. Cause even 50 bands later, you the one I want.
100 bands later, you the one I want. Ooh, 150 bands later, you the one I want. 200 bands, baby, you the one I want.
The Kelly Alexander Show, bringing you fresh sounds like this.
You and that faded love, love. I'm but I know that it's on. Just follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me home.
Let's just feel this feeling. Let's just feel this feeling. Try your best to see it. Let's just feel this feeling. Let's just feel this moment. We can make it now. Let's just feel this feeling. Right now, right now.
You and that faded love, love.
I get my white girl up. Before I get my half Dominican girl up, I need real love. I'm going on my fourth strip of the day. I keep a full third bird Jamaican. I'ma find you spot like you dropped the location. Man, I'ma give all this shit up one day. Get some love from a video vixen on the runway. You can't hold it against a king, baby. You should've made me better what I need. You should've upgraded me already. You should've made love to me already. I'd've spent $1 million on you already. I'd bought diamonds for you already. If you love, you can teach me. Wanna learn, take your father in Jerusalem. But it's my turn, we so spiritually connected. We going in the right direction,
yeah. You and that faded love, love.
That's Tinashe with Faded Love on the Kelly Alexander Show. And make sure you check out our interview with Tinashe. It's online on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Kelly Alexander Show. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show this week. And of course, a big thank you going out to our guests, Megan Patrick and Majid Jordan. Also, thank you to our super producer, Adam Brisson. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media. You can do so by jumping onto our website, kellyalexandershow.com. Have an excellent week. And to close out the program, let's hear a classic from Mary J. Blige. It's Family Affair on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Situations at the door, so grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
Let's get it.